Shavua Tov. We are continuing with the Daf Yomi, Masechet Nedarim, Daf Daled, fourth Daf. Today's class, tonight's class, should be for the Refuah Shlema V'Lachonim, V'Bichlalam, Chimda Barachon Achad Ibzana, Melechon Mekam Rivka, Sar Banunim, Shalom Amsar David, Menachel, Yafa Bada Barah Rivka, Bada Chav Rivka, Bada Ser, Shalom Amsar Paramana, Moshe Ben Chana, Yafa Ben Miriam, Yabidam Ben Yafa, Harus, Yafa Ben Rechav, Bachana, Sir Mekam Ben Merka, Miriam, Bada Chaviz, Miriam, Chana, Adana, Ben Nomer, Chas, Ben Amsar, Bachana, Yabidam Ben Yafa, 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 Okay, we are holding on the top of the page on Daf Daled Amud Aleph. We are now going back to what we said in the last class, talking about an alternative explanation where we find the commandment of not delaying. One should not delay their neder that they took to become a nazir, where we find the case of Baal Ta'akhir not to delay the neder. So on the top of Dalet Amud Aleph, 4a. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Amar, he says, Kegon din nadar v'hu b'vet akvarot. If somebody takes a vow to become a nazir, and he's in the b'vet akvarot, he's in a graveyard, he's in a cemetery, so yes, I'm in the... Thank you. We're in the beginning, top Dalet Amud Aleph. If somebody, we are talking about another explanation, how you can fulfill the negative commandment of Baal Ta'akhir, of not delaying your Nazirut. So the Gemara says on the top of 4a, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Amar, Kigun de Nadar v'hu b'vet akvarot. If somebody takes a neder to become a Nazir, and he's in a cemetery, he's in a graveyard, so he has to leave the graveyard right away and purify himself of his Tum'ah, or else he would violate the Baal Ta'akhir. The Gemara then says, Hanicha, that makes sense, Leman de Amar. According to the opinion, it's a machloke, but according to the opinion of Nazir, who says, Lo chayla alei nezirut me'altar, that nezirut, if a person takes upon himself nezirut in the Beit HaKvarot, that it does not take upon, it doesn't chal, it doesn't take effect upon him while he's in the Beit, while he's in the cemetery right away. It makes sense according to that opinion that you can violate, don't delay your nezirut when he gets out, when he has to retake it upon himself. But Ela Lemanda Amar, but according to the opinion who says, Me altar chayla alei, that right away, when he takes that neder, when he takes the neder of becoming a nazir, he becomes, right away the nazirut takes upon him. So, mi ika balta acher, is there the violation of don't delay? There's no violation of don't delay over there. He already took it upon himself. It already has taken effect upon him right when he's in there. So there's no don't delay. Only time it takes don't delay is according to the first opinion. So how would you explain it according to this opinion? Ve'od, and not only that, ha'amar mor, we learned, mor baravashi says, chayla nezirut ale me'altar, that the halacha is that the nezirut takes effect upon the person right away when he makes the vow. V'chipligin, the machloket really is between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, l'inyan malkut, with regards to lashes, that's a machloket, but really, everyone agrees, he says, that the nezirut takes effect right away. So according to that, how would it make sense that there's Baal Ta'akhir? So the Gemara says, right, l'inyan malkut pligi, they're only arguing about lashes. So the Gemara says, afilo hachi, even so, kamle bebal ta'akhir, he can still violate, don't delay the neder of nezirut, mishum deka me'akhir nezirut de tahara. Because what he's doing is, even somebody who, he takes upon himself nezirut while he's in the cemetery, and he holds that, we all like the opinion that says that the nezirut takes effect right away, still he can violate the commandment of bal ta'akhir, don't delay, by delaying his purification status, meaning he is pushing, he's delaying his tahor status. Since he is staying in the Beit HaKvarot, in the cemetery, that is delaying him becoming tahor and delaying his tahorah. So that would be considered Baal Ta'akhir in this case. This is another answer, answer number two. Amar Avashi, he says, Ho'il v'chen nazir, just like a nazir shetime atzmo b'mezid, if he makes himself tameh on purpose, over mishum Baal Ta'akhir, he violates the commandment of don't delay the nezirut tahara. He would violate the commandment of don't delay by a nazir for his purification process. Rav Acha Breder Rav Ika Amar, he says a different type of Baal Ta'akhir. Over bebal ta'akhir tiglachto. You're violating, nazir takes upon himself nazirut, violates don't delay of, let's say, his shaving. We know the mitzvah after the nazirut status, person has to shave. So if a person delays that shaving process, he would violate the commandment of Balta Acher. It's not even talking about the opinion that says tiglachad ma'akevet, that the shaving mitzvah afterwards is essential to the mitzvah. Ela afilu leman da'amar, but even according to the opinion who says tiglachad ena ma'akevet, that the shaving is not essential for the mitzvah, but still mitzvat giluach mia lo mikayem. But still the guy, if he delays shaving after the nezirut is finished, he is pushing, he's delaying over his commandment of don't delay the nazir status. He's delaying his shaving process. So still he's violating that commandment. Mor zuter b'reder Rav Mari Amar. He gives another answer. Over bebal te'acher, how does somebody who takes upon himself nezirut violate don't delay? By his korbanotav, his korbanot. If he has to bring, we know, three korbanot, and if he delays bringing his korbanot, he would violate Baal Te'acher. So we already gave multiple answers. Now the Gemara says, Umin hacha nafkale? Do we learn that law from here? Mehatam nafkale? We learn the aspect of the korban from a different pasuk. It says, Ki daroshi drishena. The pasuk says, right, if a person becomes a nazir, don't delay bringing your neder, doing your neder, bringing your korban, because Hashem is going to demand it from you. And the Gemara says, what is that referring to? Elu chataot ve'ashamot. Those are referring to the sin offerings. Those are referring to the korbanot. So we already have a pasuk talking to the korbanot. So the Gemara says, ma'u datema. I would have thought to say, chidush hu shechidshat Torah. That this is a novel idea the Torah was teaching us. Bin nazir, by a nazir. So the Gemara says, my chidush. What would be the novel idea here? Ilema, maybe we would say, delo matpis lechatat nazir baneder. That let's say, if somebody who wanted to bring a sin offering, a chatat nazir, for a nazir aspect, just in a regular neder, he took upon him and says, I want to bring this chatat nazir. Would he be able to bring it or not? So the Gemara says, lo matfis, it does not take effect, it's not obligated to bring it, because a person can't take a neder upon himself, a general neder, to bring a nazir chatat. That's not how it works. Maybe that's what I would have thought. But the Gemara then says, hare chatat chelev, we know that the sin offering of a chelev, she'en matpisa b'neder, it doesn't take effect if a person generally just takes a vow. If he just takes a neder to bring that korban, that chatat chelev, it doesn't take effect, he doesn't have to bring it. But still, ve'over be'bal te'acher, but still, he violates the commandment if he delays of don't delay. So also over here, why would you say that this is a chidush, the Torah is trying to be mechadesh? It's not a novel idea. The Torah is explicitly saying you can't delay bringing the korban. So what are you coming to teach us? This chidush is not a chidush. So the Gemara says, ela mai chidushe, what is the chidush? What's the novel idea here? So the Gemara says, "Sal kadata chamina." I would have thought to say, "Ho'il ve'im amar." If a person said, "Hareini nazir afilu min chartzan," if somebody says that I am becoming a nazir, even if I'm just becoming a nazir from grape seeds, not from everything, just a specific grape seeds, "Harei nazir lakol," he becomes a nazir for everything. There's a novel idea over here. If a person just becomes a nazir from one grape seed, from grape seeds, not grapes, not wine, just grape seeds itself, it's as if he's a nazir for everything. So I would have thought, "Ema lo la'avor alei mishum ba'al te'acher." I would have thought that maybe we would not learn out from here that he would violate, don't delay his korban. Kamash malan, comes the Gemara to teach us through the Hekesh, that really a person would violate Baal Te'acher. That's what it's trying to teach us over here. So the Gemara says, that only works. Hanicha lemanda amar. It makes sense according to the opinion that says, ki nazir min chartzan have a nazir lakol. According to the opinion that says that if someone becomes a nazir from just grape seeds, so he's considered becoming a nazir for in all regards. That's a machloket though. It's not just one opinion. There's a machloket. So according to the other opinion, Ela, the Rabbi Shimon, the Amar, according to Rabbi Shimon, that says, in nazir ach yazir mikulan, that a person only becomes a nazir once he says, I'm becoming a nazir from all things that have grape involved with it. So according to that opinion, Ma'ik lemema, what would you say then? Because we don't have this chidush by his opinion. So the Gemara says, ve'od, and not only that, hay chidush lechumrahu. This chidush that you're saying, that if someone comes and says, I'm becoming a nazir from just grape seeds, and that makes him a nazir for everything, that's a chumrah, right? How can you learn from a chumrah? Because what is that saying? Someone is taking upon himself to become a nazir for one aspect, he becomes a nazir for all aspects. That's a chumrah. We're trying to learn out from a chumrah to other laws. How can you do such a thing? So the Gemara says, ela, may chidushe, what's the chidush over here? What's the novel idea? So the Gemara says, the Salkadat Chamina, I would have thought to say, Ho'il, since, we're flipping the Amud, since, Ve'im gileach alachat mishloshtan yatsa, we know, like we said, he has to bring, the Nazir has to bring three korbanot. So if he shaved for one of the korbanot, before one of the korbanot, he fulfilled his obligation of shaving. So I would have thought, lo le'avor alei bevalta acher. I would have thought that he would not, sorry, Mechila, just mute yourself, please. He would not violate Baal Ta'acher, I would have thought, by delaying the Korban. Kamashmalan comes the Hekesh, comes that Gemara to teach us that because of the Hekesh, there's a commandment of Baal Ta'acher, not allowed to delay the Korban. Maybe this is the novel idea. So the Gemara says another answer. Ve'ibaitem, if you want to say, we're on the Amud Bet. Ma'e chidushay, what is the novel idea over here? Mishum delo matfisu beneder. So the Gemara says, because, like we said earlier, if somebody takes upon himself a neder, a general neder, to bring, let's say, the chatat nazir, the sin offering of nazir, it doesn't take effect. He wouldn't be obligated to bring it. Right? He can't just assume an obligation for that. So the Gemara said, but we brought a contradiction earlier. And that which we asked earlier, chatat chelev, we asked about, oh, but chatat chelev, we said a sin offering of a chelev, even though it doesn't take effect if he takes a general neder, but you still violate the lo ta'acher, bal ta'acher. So the Gemara says to answer that, chelev ka'atya lekapara. Chelev, the offering that you bring for a person who eats chelev, sin offering, that you bring afterwards, that's for kapara, that's for atonement. Chatat nazir lemai atya. But a sin offering that's brought for a nazir is not necessarily for atonement. So therefore, since it's not necessarily exactly for the same reason, I could learn out a different ruling. Nazir is not the same thing as chelev, and maybe they're two different laws. So the Gemara says, but you can't say that. Bahare chatat yoledet. We know the sin offering of a yoledet, of a woman who gave birth, she brings a sin offering after. De lo atya lekapera. She doesn't bring that for atonement, but still, what do we say? Ve'avar ala mishum bal ta'acher. She can violate the commandment of don't delay if she delays the sacrifice. So we can say the same thing by Nazir. I would have thought. The Gemara says, hahi, no, you can't compare the case of the woman to the case of a Nazir. Why not? Hahi kasharya la lemechal bekodashim. What is happening when she eats, when she brings the chatat, she brings her sin offering, the woman who gives birth, it's permitting her to eat, the Kohen is permitting her now to eat kodashim. But that's not the case by a nazir. A nazir, it's not for atonement, and it's not to permit him to eat anything, to eat kodashim. So therefore, maybe a nazir's case is different. Now the Gemara goes on to another aspect of what we mentioned in our Mishnah. Amar Mor, he says, Uman nidarim, just like nidarim, ha'av mefer nidre bito, a father can annul the vows of his daughter, ubal mefer nidre ishto, and a husband can annul the neders of his wife, af nezirut ha'av, so too the nazir of a father, af nezirut, ha'av mefer nezirut bito, a father can annul the nezirut of his daughter, ubal mefer nezirut ishto, and a husband can annul the nezirut of his wife. So Gemara says, lama li hekesha? Why do I even need this hekesh? Teiti b'mamatzinu minedarim. Why don't we just learn it from something that's called a mamatzinu? What exactly is a mamatzinu? So mamatzinu is essentially literally translates to, what do we find? What does that mean? It's an analogy which essentially teaches a law that is known to be true in one context, and we should teach it for all other similar contexts. So the Gemara is saying, if we know this rule by a neder, that a father can annul his daughter's neders, and if a husband can annul his wife's neders, why don't we just teach this as a mamatzinu for all other things like nezirut as well, that is in the same context? Why do we need a hekesh? So the Gemara says, Dilma, perhaps, gave nedarim, hu de mefer. I would have thought by a neder, he can annul his daughter or wife's vows, mishum de lo itle kitzuta, because there is no set limit, there's no time. He doesn't have a time limit on a neder. Whereas, but by aval gabe nezirut, by nazir, de id lekitzuta nazir, there is a set limit. How do we know? The stam nezirut lamed yom. Then we know that the stam general nazir, general nezirut, is 30 days. So eman lo, I would have thought to say that maybe the father is not able to annul the nezirut of his daughter or of his wife. Kamashmalan, that's why the Gemara need to teach us through the Hekesh that no, really, the Mamatzinu would not have been enough, and we need to teach that in both cases, in both Neder and in Nezirut, a father can annul the vows of his wife, and a father can also annul the Nezirut of his wife or daughter. That would fall into that category. Okay, let's continue. The Gemara then says, Ha'omer l'chavero, if somebody, we said on our Mishnah, if somebody says to his friend, Mudar ani mimcha, I am taking a vow from you, he becomes asur to benefit from that person. So the Gemara then says, Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Bekulan, in all of these cases, Ad Shiomar Shani Ochel Lecha Shani Toem Lecha. It must be that the person said, from what I'm taking a neder from you, from what I eat of yours, and from what I'm tasting of yours. Meaning, if he doesn't state that, he doesn't become asur to the person. He has to literally state that. So the Gemara brings a contradiction. Meitivei, if he says mudarani mimcha, if he says I am taking a neder from you, or mufurshani mimcha, I'm separated from you, meruchakani mimcha, or I'm distanced from you, hareze asur. We said over here in the Braita that he becomes asur to the person. Then another concept, sha'ani ochel lecha, anything I eat from you, sha'ani to'em lecha, anything I taste from you, hareze asur, that's also forbidden from him to benefit. So the Gemara sounds like both cases, whether he said ani to'em lecha or ani ochel lecha, or whether he didn't say it, as long as he said any, I'm taking a neder from you to not benefit, he becomes asur to benefit. So how do you explain what you just said? So the Gemara says hachi ketane. This is what was meant to be taught. B'midvarim amurim, when was this said? Be'omer, if he says sha'ani ochel lecha, sha'ani to'em lecha, it's only if the person says I am only becoming asur to benefit from you, from what I eat from you and from what I taste from you, or from what I taste from you. The Gemara says, is that really the case? V'atanya ipcha. We teach in the Braita the complete opposite seder, the complete opposite order. If he says, sha'ani ochel lecha, sha'ani to'em lecha, if anything I eat from you, anything I taste from you, asur. Okay, I become asur to it. Mudarni mimcha, and anything, I'm taking a neder not to benefit from you. Umfreshani mimcha, I'm separating myself from you. Umeruchakani mimcha, I'm distancing myself from you. Hareze asur. Also those cases, he becomes asur. So what do you see from here? You can't say that what it's saying is, he first took a neder, and then he said, anything I eat from you. Because first it states in the Baraita, anything I eat from you, I become asur. And then it says, I'm taking a neder from you. So it sounds like any of these phrases makes the person asur to benefit. But you're saying it must go combination together. So the Gemara says, no, tane hachi. This is how you should teach it. Ukvar amar mudarni. If somebody already said, I am taking a vow not to benefit from you, and then he says, sha'ani ochel lecha, what I'm eating from you, or what I'm tasting from you, that's a nirukam, asur to the person. So the Gemara says, yachi, if that's the case, hainu resha. That's the exact same case as the first baraita. Why are you stating the exact same case? Ve'od, and not only that, asur, asur lamali, limitne. Why do I need to teach that it's forbidden twice? Just teach it once, and I know it's enough. Ela, amar Shmuel, ta'amad amar. The reason is because he said, sha'ani ochel lecha, anything I eat from you, or sha'ani to'em lecha, anything I taste from you, hu de asur v'chavero mutar. If he said like that, he's asur to benefit, but his friend is still permitted to benefit from him. Flipping the amud, aval amar, but if he said, mudarni hemach, that I am taking a neder from you, lechudei, if he just said that alone, shnehin asurin, both of them become forbidden, right? So in this case, they would both become forbidden. And where do we learn this from? Ki hada amar Rabbi Yossi Baruch Hinina, this is what Rabbi Yossi said, mudarni himach, shnehin asurin. If somebody comes and says just generally, I am taking a vow from benefiting from you, they both become asur to one another, is what Rabbi Yossi's opinion is. Unlike what we just thought, that we thought you needed to actually mention shani ochel lecha or shani to'em lecha, that's not the case over here. He's saying, even if you don't state that, if you say alone, mudarni himach lechudei, that is enough to make both of them asur to derive benefit from one another. Okay, we'll stop there for tonight. We're going to do a quick 1 minute recap on the daf. So we started on Dalam and Aleph, we started with the discussion talking about if a person with Nezirut, how, in which cases, and we gave 4 or 5 different answers, how a person would violate Bal Ta'acher, don't delay, by a Nazir. And we went through the 4 different cases, talking about if it's talking about shaving, talking about Korbanot, what it's talking about. We went through a bunch of different things. There will also be, we'll see on tomorrow's daf, more discussion. Then we got to towards the bottom of the Amud, and we started to get into this concept of the Chidush, that maybe, and we're still really continuing the concept of Bal Ta'acher, but the question was, is why do we need to learn the aspect of the Korbanot from the Hekesh? We learn it directly from the Pasuk. The Gemara says, because maybe from the Pasuk we would not have learned it directly, and we would have it was just a Chidush that the Torah was teaching us as a novel idea, and that's why we would have needed the Hekesh in order to teach us that there still is Bal Ta'acher if a person delays bringing the Korban after his Nezirut. Then as we flip the Amud, we got to multiple different answers talking about the difference between if a person takes upon himself a vow, just a general vow, to bring a chatat nazir versus a chatat yoledet, and we taught the differences, and we said that about chatat yoledet, and then we also said by chatat chelev. So we said chatat chelev is coming for kapara, for atonement. Chatat yoledet, it's not coming for atonement, but still a person, what it's doing is permitting the woman to eat kodashim. Whereas chatat nazir is different than both of those, and so that's why it wasn't the same exact case. And that's, and then as we went on the daf towards the bottom of Dalet Amud Bet, we started talking about, which was the finale of the daf, talking about Shmuel's opinion that he said that it only becomes asur once the person says shani ochel lecha, shani to'em lecha, what I eat from you, what I taste from you. And we ended up saying on the top of the next amud that really, when does the verse, when do they both become asur to one another? If he just said mudarni himach lechudei, just alone, I'm taking a vow to benefit from you, so then they both become asur to one another. But if he said shani ochel lecha, what I eat from you, he becomes asur. He specifies, so he becomes asur, but the other person would stay mutar to benefit. Okay, baruch adonai leolam. Amen. Amen. Any